and welcome everyone to the latest episode of Ashaholics. I am your host, Ash Hollywood, and again with me, I have the lovely and beautiful Samantha Bentley.
Oh, hello,
and
there, Ash.
And today, our subject is going to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Anarchy in the UK!
Fucking anarchy, bitches!
Ash Hollywood kidnapped me from my tea with the Queen earlier and brought me back over here to LA.
I strapped her down so nobody could have her but me because I'm a selfish bitch like that. On the subject of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, like many porn stars...
Wait. Let's start with each one. Start with sex. We're going to dissect these areas one at a time and see how they all fit together. Sex.
That's Dick Avery chiming in there. Sex. First, let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you. Wow.
What kind of sex do you like to have, Miss Bentley?
I like...
With musicians.
Exactly. I do like sex with musicians. Everyone
you've slept with, except for in the industry, has been a musician. Yeah. Am I
every
correct?
Every single one. Ooh. I have had a very long-standing musician boyfriend since I was like 16. But yeah, I like to be, like I've said before, I like to be very submissive. I like guys that look like they're going to beat the shit out of me.
And which most rockers do, but I think a lot of them lately are all face makeup and no bark.
Eyeliner?
The gay liner, I like to call it.
Oh, guy liner.
No, thank you. I'll pass, and you better throw that fucking eyeliner out with the fedora.
Do you guys vampire makeup. Drummers, guitar players, singers, bass player? Who makes the best lover?
We were going to touch on that subject. My favorite subject ever is debating which of the band members have the best sex. And I have gone through every single musician I can. I have... From the lead singer down to the drummer. Down
I don't
to
know
the
if
bassist.
I've had a drummer yet.
Oh my God, drummers
your boyfriend's
have the best
a drummer, I thought.
Rhythm.
Well, yeah, but no, but he's a singer.
He's he was, a lead
but
singer.
He started out
he's
as a drummer.
He started out as a drummer. And
but does he still have the drummer qualities where he's constantly tapping on everything?
Yeah,
because that's a true drummer.
Like all the time, like he shakes his leg and he taps things. But I mean, he's a bit ADD.
Now, in bed, does he have rhythm? That's why I like the drummers.
Me.
The drummers have the best rhythm.
My
and
guy,
they have stamina.
Jesus
stamina?
Christ,
stamina.
Yeah, he can. Endurance. He has rhythm, and he can fuck me for literally like 48 hours. I mean, he's amazing. He's the best sex I've ever had, hands down.
See,
but
this is why I like drummers. Now, my last boyfriend was actually a lead singer, and I learned the hard way that me personally, I can't deal with the lead singer ego. I'm a very dominant person. I'm a very attention-catching person. And the fucking lead singers always have the biggest complex to me, the biggest issue.
I mean, that is what my boyfriend very much is a lead singer. But at the same time being, like, I kind of like to nurture.
They need that too. You need to feed the ego. Oh, baby, I want you. I need you. Oh.
And I'm very much like that. Like I will constantly be like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're so beautiful. I love you. I love you. Oh my God, you're so amazing. Because
and they need to hear. And I can't do that. I'm sorry. There's only one ego big enough to fit in this room, and it's fucking mine. My ego's got a bigger dick than your ego. Let's see. Have you ever experienced a guitarist or a bassist?
I have experienced both. Guitarist, I don't know.
Lead or rhythm?
Lead.
Lead. I like them. Lead.
My
you
guitarist
know,
experience
they're
have been like, they've been, yeah, they've, my guitarist experiences have been like, you know, average.
I still have yet to see like a drop dead gorgeous bassist, to be honest. You know, there's some hot guitarists.
I've done,
there.
I think I've done
I
a couple of bassists.
I've ever really, really been attracted to a
bassist. Bassists are
Nikki
always
Six.
A little weird.
Do you know what? Nikki Six, he was like,
he's a little weird.
Oh, fuck.
But you know what I'm saying? But they're always, what? The bass players are always a little weird looking. They're the, probably the weirdest looking in the band. Drummers are always scrappy.
Kind of they're usually kind of foots.
Yeah, totally foots. And the guitar player is always the more good looking of the guy next to the lead singer. They're number two, basically.
I would say when it comes to the egos of them all, and this is another reason why I'm attracted to certain ones and not others, the lead singer always has the biggest ego and needs all the attention. And next to that, the lead guitarist, nobody really gives a fuck about the bassist. but the drummers are always the funniest because they're very quiet and soft-spoken, but they have the most energy, but they're always hidden in the background. You watch music videos, shows, anything like that. Not a lot of drummers are showcased. Not like, well, Travis Barker, who
or
likes
Joey
to do
Jordison.
Crazy shit with his drum set. And, no, exactly, but...
Oh, or Tommy it. Lee.
Oh. I just love drummers. I can't help it. Beat me with your stick. sorry, perving out here. Next topic is one of my favorites. We kind of touched on the sex and the rock, but let's talk about the drugs.
Oh, drugs.
Drugs, drugs, drugs.
So I've done pretty much every drug.
I've done quite a bit, but I'm an ex-raver and go-go dancer, so my experiences started out on ecstasy. I smoke a lot of weed still to this day. Oh, my God.
But Molly, drugs are all good in moderation.
Coke. Yeah. I mean, all drugs are
for entertainment.
In moderation.
If you're using them to hide, in a sense, it's bad. But if you're using them to have fun once in a while, it's
a good
thing.
Well, mine was the thing is, it's like when, if you use drugs recreationally, like to party, mm-hmm. then it's okay. It's when you start using drugs to kind of
live.
Well, like, because you're like, oh shit, I feel like shit, I better take some coke. That's when you're like, when you're using it to alter your emotions,
right.
is when it becomes a problem. Because then you're like, it's like a mental thing. So every time you feel down, you're like, if I take some speed, or if I take some E, or if I smoke some dope, then...
I'm severely addicted to caffeine.
Oh, me too.
That's a drug.
It is a drug. It is a very addicting drug.
And it makes my skin shitty.
So.
Yeah. Like...
It makes your... What?
It makes my skin really shitty. Like... Really shitty. I don't have teas, okay? I drink tea, but I don't have teas.
I drink tea, but I don't have teas. That should be a punk rock song, don't you think?
I drink tea, but I ain't got teas.
She drinks all... She drinks all her tea, so there's none left for
the world. Yeah, that is true. I drink all my teas, which is why I ain't got no teas.
Exactly.
And the funny part is, you know, being in the porn industry, porn and musicians seem to go hand in hand. And I think it has a lot to do with...
So does porn and drugs.
Yeah.
The porn and drugs.
And funnily enough, so does porn and sex.
I mean, personally, with the porn and drugs, I'm fucking tired of performers coming onto set being fucked up. You know, a lot of these girls are like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out for my scene. I have to take Xanax. Well, now you're a dead fucking fish and you're no use to me.
God.
And I'm just going to beat the hell out of you the whole scene.
I can do
it. Isn't that a bad... That's just so annoying about girls that show up hungover, or girls that show up
on drugs. Or the girls
that
smoke meth in the bathroom and make it smell like burnt coffee.
Yeah. And just
it smells like burnt espresso.
I kind of like the smell of meth smoke. I mean,
I can't stand it at all. And when people smoke Oxy,
But no, but the whole thing of like girls are just like, I always say, do your drugs before or after, or, you know,
no, don't
after.
Do it before. Don't do it before.
Yeah, just, but don't.
I smoke weed before, but I'm usually bored on set with a lot of time, and I'll smoke a little here and there if they allow me to. But, you know, just like any other profession, this is your job. You would lose any other job
if you came
being
up fucked
up and on drugs or drunk or anything else. So you still need to treat this like your job. But today, our topic is not about work. It's actually about fun and partying and sex and all the fucking good shit.
Okay, we did sex, drugs, rock and roll.
We've done rock and roll. Rock and roll.
We touched on rock and roll because we were talking about the musicians.
Right.
But what
but
kind
about
of
sex.
Music do you like?
Yeah,
let's talk
about music.
So, I like a lot of different types of music, but I guess I was brought up on rock and roll. My dad brought me up listening to Deep Purple and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Little Feat and the Rolling Stones. And, you know, my dad is responsible for my music taste, and... You know, much as he absolutely despises
my mom
it.
My dad's responsible for mine.
My dad's responsible for my taste in men as well. Like, if he hadn't showed me that music, then, Daddy, I wouldn't be fucking old man rock stars.
Exactly.
So, in other words, if he instead showed you...
If he'd show me, like, Steps and ABBA, I'd probably, like...
I'd be like a little hippie.
Like,
you would have been fucking Andrew Ridgely.
Who the fuck is that?
I love the fact you don't even know. Oh my God.
I just squeaked into the 80s, born in 1989, but my mother is very much like an original biker woman. I grew up in biker families, around biker gangs. So the whole sex, drugs, rock and roll like really ruled my life. My mom looks more porn than I do, and fucking love that woman. I really fucking do.
But what kind of music did she play?
My mom played a lot of the rock, you know, Metallica, I grew up on, you know, like original punk rock, The Clash. I grew up on a little bit of everything, but it was all older music. And my mom liked to listen to angry chick music. And I still to this
like
day
Riot Girl?
Really appreciate angry chick music. I actually find it more aesthetically pleasing. Not aesthetically, but I find I like listening to a woman sing angrily more than I like listening to a man sing.
I think it's sexier when it's a girl shouting.
Who's your favorite female singer? Who's the best rock and roll singer in the, I want to hear?
I don't want
to. Is it either Ann Wilson? Chrissy Hynde.
I don't want to pick on, but Daddy, I don't want to. I don't want to. I am the best rock and roll singer of all fucking time.
No, I think it's Samantha Bentley doing Paradise City.
Samantha Bentley singing Paradise City at Porn Star Karaoke in Burbank.
Tell me more about your karaoke experience. You're having a shitty day that day. I was and we just decided to end it
shittier. I was having a day of regret.
Regret.
All the things that I knew I shouldn't do, I went and fucking did anyway, like an asshole. And
so you could have been like my favorite character on Skins, Effie, who gives the boys a list of things to do wrong and makes them do them at all in one day at the end of the day to
Effie
earn her vagina.
Effie is so hot.
Effie is
But yeah, that
idol.
Episode is, that's my favorite episode of Skins where she makes the guys do that. But
if you ever meet Effie, give her my number.
So tell me more about this day of regret ending karaoke.
I spent a stupid amount of money and then I went and did something stupid to make myself feel better about the amount of money that I spent. And then I went to Porn Star Karaoke to top off a shitty day.
What did you sing?
I sang Black Velvet first, like a scared little mouse standing in one place holding the microphone shaking like a dick.
I know. I heard that you were just nervous and you were sitting there. And then I actually watched the video and the second song, which was
Paradise City.
Paradise City. You actually started like moving around and dancing, like getting a little stripper-esque up there. It looked really good.
I was so, I said to Nikki Hunter, who was hosting it, I was like, you know what? Like, I fucked on film and this is more nerve wracking. And she fucking told everyone in the bar, that's what I said before I sang. And I was like, oh shit.
I've actually heard a lot of performers say, you know, I can get naked and you can make me airtight. You can shove things on me, slap me around. You know, I'm a completely huge exhibitionist this way. But when it comes up to standing in front of people and talking, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It me personally,
is
I
terrifying.
Love it. I will fucking word vomit, gab all over the place. Don't give a fuck. Look at me, look at me, look
but
at me.
It's weird because I wanted to be a rock star like my whole life. I was like, I want to sing. I want to sing my own songs. Like I write my own music. But when it came to like, I did a little tiny showcase in London and there was like 30 people there and I was so fucking terrified.
But isn't it exhilarating to be on stage?
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
Like, there's this point in time where you're on stage and you're nervous and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm already fucking up here and doing this. I don't give a fuck. And then you just feel like it's almost a high.
That's like when I did like Paradise City. I was like,
it's
you know what?
It's kind of like when E hits you. You're just like, oh, this is amazing.
It's why they call E ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
I don't like ecstasy.
Oh, shh.
Well.
Kids today.
But I get like, the stuff that we have in London, I don't think is as good as
I can't imagine
the stuff.
It's good. I used to get some really good Canadian shit.
I just used to get really depressed and paranoid on it and just be like.
Just get some Molly.
Molly, where's Molly? Well, Samantha Bentley and I are here today, but we're going to tell all of you to fuck off. But first, you can find me at ashgirl.com or on Twitter at ashhollywood. And you can now find Samantha Bentley.
Where?
At abadbentley.com or on Twitter at holesmyhandsdown.
Thank you very much for coming, and I'm going to miss you when you go back home.
I'm going to miss you too.
I'm going to have to rape you a few times before then, but the rest of you don't get to see that, so bye for now.
Bye.
Later.